Hey, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, isn't it? Hey, I'm Blake. This is your Tailgate Talk. We're at Lake Waco, outside of Waco, Texas, and it is incredible out here. The sun is shining. There's boats on the water. There's folks out here enjoying it. It is gorgeous. This is a beautiful lake. I have come to decide that Waco is just a pretty area, and if you like Home Improvement or Dr. Pepper, this is your place to go, or coming to the lake. It's just, Waco's a cool town. Or, you know, Baylor, if you like, you know, national championships. This is the place to go. You know, life is crazy. And this tour has been a little hectic. And this has been kind of a nice pause. To come out here and just kind of listen to the obviously it's really windy today. Kind of watch the water kind of moving out there because of the wind. There's some families here at the lake having a good time. It's kind of a nice break. It's kind of a nice time to kind of unwind and kind of refresh and kind of unplug for just a few minutes before we roll out. We need that. Something kind of crazy happened in the book of Mark chapter 2. Jesus and his disciples were kind of walking through a wheat field. And the disciples kind of ran their fingers through the grain. And some of the religious leaders kind of blew their top because they did that on the Sabbath. And they blew their top because they technically were harvesting grain on the Sabbath because they ran their fingers through the grain. And when they ran their fingers through, they picked a little bit of that grain and ate it. And so they were harvesting on the Sabbath. And when they confronted Jesus about that, he said something pretty interesting about the Sabbath. He said, he told them basically that he was the Lord of the Sabbath. And then he gave them a little teaching on the whole principle of the Sabbath itself. He said the Sabbath was made for man and not man for the Sabbath. The bottom line is the whole reason we were given the Sabbath is because we need the Sabbath. Not because it's some kind of restrictive law that's supposed to crush us if we don't obey it. We need it. We need to rest. We need to take these breaks and breathe. And so can I just encourage you today in the rat race of life to stop every once in a while? I would just encourage you, I think it's a pretty biblical idea, once a week, to take a day and breathe. Breathe. Just rest. And the beautiful principle of Sabbath is that it doesn't just give you a chance to rest and recoup and breathe. It gives you a chance to be reminded that you don't have to be in control of everything. It gives you a chance to Sabbath and be reminded that God is really in control. That you can breathe and rest and take a break. And the world is going to keep on turning because it's God that keeps the world turning and not you, regardless of how in control you think you are. Hey, thank you so much for joining me today on this Tailgate Talk here at Lake Waco. I can't wait for you to see where our next stop on the Tailgate Talk tour is. And so you join us next week on that. We're continuing. I think we've got, I don't know, five or six more stops on this Tailgate Talk tour. And so I cannot wait for you to see where our next one is. So you join us next week. Until then, I'm going to save you a seat right here on the tailgate. I love you, and I'll see you next time.